Well, I'm excited to be here with all of you ladies. I, as Pastor Sue said, this has been my home since it started as a Bible study with 12 people. And Pastors Jim and Deborah were my pastors, even as a teenager when they had their church up in Lake Arrowhead. So, you know, this is home for me. And I don't know, I'm just going to end up rambling. I should probably just stop. But I'm just happy to be here. And, you know, let me just say that I really don't have anything of value to say. All I can share with you is my story and what I've learned from the Bible. And so that's where we're going to start. When each of you came in, you should have received this little pre-order form. And I'm writing a book. called Balancing Life in Stilettos, Learning to Live Life Beyond Abuse. And it has taken a long time for me to write this book. I actually didn't even start writing it till after both my parents passed away, which I'm going to share a little bit about that in a minute because I'm going to read you an excerpt. But I have not, this is a big step for me. It's going to be out soon. And I thought, you know, where would I want to share it first? And when Jessica asked me to do this workshop, I said, I don't know, let me pray about it. I just really want to come and attend the conference. And then my husband, which is very much like Marilyn's husband, he pushes me to do things. He said, no, you need to go, but why don't you allow the women to pre-order your book? So I hate to even do this. I hate self-promotion. But the book, when it comes out, it's going to be $15. But I'm going to give it to you ladies for $10 if you want to order it. I'm going to read an excerpt just so you can get a gist of what it is, because I can't share with you everything that I've learned, but I know it'll be a good resource for many of you who have gone through something or know somebody that's gone through something. So with that being said, let me just go ahead and start. I'm going to begin reading the second chapter of my book called Sticks and Stones. As children, many of us sang the silly song as a way of letting others know that we wouldn't cower to the futile attempt at bullying and abuse at the mercy of name callers. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Unfortunately, there is no such song for many other forms of abuse. And I learned this much too early in life. Let me just say, as I began to write this chapter, I waited to write my story until both of my parents had passed away. They would have been so hurt and angry to learn that the people they loved and trusted could betray their trust in such a way. It would have been too devastating for them to hear all that I kept secret over the years. And to be completely honest, I was a bit afraid that my mom would have wanted to kill the men who violated me. My parents finally got married in a civil ceremony when I was about 3 years old, which I learned as I was writing this book. they moved back to California to help my dad's parents manage their hotel and property management businesses. By this time, my dad had started drinking heavily, and my mom's need for prescription medication stemming from the residual effects of her polio had escalated. My parents ended up separating when I was 4 years old. And the way my mom tells the story is the cause was because she wouldn't give my dad money for alcohol because she needed it to buy food for me. The divorce and custody battle ended up dragging on for years after this incident. And in the interim, I was moved around from family member to family member because neither of my parents were really in any good condition to care for me because of their individual addictions. Statistics say that most children who are abused never tell anyone. And I can say from firsthand experience that is a fact. However, there are still family members alive who will be shocked, some ashamed, and some relieved to read my story. Those who will be relieved are the ones who suspected that things were not right and worked together with others to rescue me out of some pretty unhealthy situations, although I believe that they never really knew about the sexual abuse at the hands of other family members. Those who will be ashamed are family members who should have known better but chose to make wrong decisions. They will remain unnamed in this book, but their actions of sexual and physical abuse cannot be erased or forgotten. Those who will be shocked never had a clue, and I don't blame them for that. So So that's a little bit of my book, the best that I can give you as an introduction to what it's about. That's why I say this is my way of giving back, because I not only grew up in this church, but received a lot of healing in this church. And the healing came from not having one-on-one with one of the pastors. It didn't come from people laying hands on me, but it came from me learning the Word of God. So that's what I'm going to share with you today. And that's what really what I share throughout this book. I share some other things as well, but the main thing is I share valuable scriptures and lessons and processes that I went through as I learned who I was and who God had created me to be through scripture. So let me start off with a scripture that I feel kind of reflects how I feel about this whole thing. And it's Philippians, the third chapter, verses 12 through 14. It says, I'm not saying that I have this all together and that I have it made, but I am well on my way, reaching out to Christ, who has so wondrously reached out for me. Friends, don't get me wrong. By no means do I count myself an expert in all of this, but I've got my eye on the goal where God is beckoning us onward to Jesus. I'm off and running, and I'm not turning back. And then in the New King James Version, it says, Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things that are ahead. You see, there's a theme message that has run throughout my life, and this is part of it. It's that regardless of what has happened in my past, I leave those things in the past. And I'm continually looking forward and reaching forward to what Jesus has for me in the future. And if I can leave you with even one specific key today, because we really don't have a lot of time, because I want to make sure you get to hear from the rest of the speakers in the main sessions. But if I can leave you with one specific thing, it's you have to leave the past in the past. You cannot continue looking back. In fact, Marilyn spoke so eloquently on that this morning. And you have to keep reaching forward to the call that God has on your life, because God has greater things. God has bigger things. God has happier things. God has things that are going to blow your mind as you step in to some of the things that God has for you in your future. Now, I was recently meeting with a young girl in my office who had been sexually assaulted. And, you know, she sat across from me with tears in her eyes. And she asked me, really, it just broke my heart as she was sitting and trembling and with tears in her eyes. She could hardly make eye contact with me. And she said this thing. She said, how can you truly forgive and move on? And, you know, it took me back, because through all of the years of pastoring here and through pastoring, we've been actually pastoring almost 12 years in the Coachella Valley, it seems like God always brings people to me to counsel about abuse. And I get this question so many times, why does God let bad things happen to good people? Has anybody else ever asked that question? Why? We can see when devastation happens in people's lives or around the world, or, you know, and it's not bad to admit that you've asked that question, because I think we've all had a situation at one point or another where we've asked that question. And it is a legitimate question. Why does God let bad things happen to good people? But I love this scripture in Psalm 32, verse 8. It says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. I will guide you with my eyes. You see, God doesn't let bad things happen to good people. We live in a fallen world where there are sinful people that make bad decisions. And unfortunately, there are times when some of us are in the pathway of those bad decisions. That doesn't mean that God is allowing it. It doesn't mean that we did something wrong. And I know there's people in here today, there's ladies in here today that need to hear this. You did not do anything wrong. Some of you may still be living in it. Listen, I was a Christian living in a home where I was still being abused. It happens. You did not do anything wrong. You don't deserve it. God loves you. He created you for more than what you have experienced or are even experiencing today. And God wants you to know that. He loves you. He has more for you. He has greater for you. And you need to know that. But this scripture, it says, I will instruct you and teach you on the way that you should go. That's really the path that God has taken me on, is just reading through his scripture. And, you know, we take it so lightly, but man, I need to tell you that if you don't learn how to get into the Word of God and read it for yourself, you're going to have a hard time really discovering who God says you are. And I think that resource that Marilyn has, Discovering Jesus, I think that's the name of it, Jesus Encounter, if you can afford it, get it. If you can't, partner up with a few of your friends and share it, because that is what set me free. That is what has helped me over the years. You see, when I was younger, because of the abuse, because of the way in which it happened, I suffered from paralyzing nightmares. Not just one time, multiple. It would happen night after night to where I would wake up and I couldn't move, I couldn't scream because of how the abuse took place in my life. But then I started to read the Word of God, and I started to discover that the Bible says that we don't have to be afraid, because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. God has told us that we don't have to be anxious for anything, but through prayer with supplication, thanksgiving, we can let our requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts and our minds. And I began to pray these things and learn about what Scripture says, and it began to set me free. In fact, as I started to learn to pray for myself, and as the nightmares stopped, I realized how powerful prayer was. And even to this day, well, not to this day, because I don't have to tuck my boys into bed anymore, but my youngest is 24. That would be awkward. But all through their lives, I would pray the same prayer for them as we would tuck them in for bed. I would say, Dear God, I pray that you watch over Malachi, Christopher, Isaac as they go to sleep tonight. I thank you that you watch over them. I pray that you give them a restful sleep. I pray that your angels would minister to them in their dreams. And as they would wake up refreshed and full of joy in the name of Jesus. And you know what I discovered? Because now I'm a grandma. Yay. Actually about to be a grandma for the second time. Yay. I was taking care of my granddaughter one time, and she said, Nana, will you tuck me in? Of course. So I went to tuck her in, and my son was there too, my oldest Malachi, and he started to pray for her. And he prayed the same prayer over her that I used to pray over the boys. And I thought, how amazing is God? So learn the Word of God. Learn the power of prayer. You see, people can look at me today not knowing what I went through as a child. No one saw me when I was a little girl curled up in a ball in a pile of dirty laundry trying to hide from my abusers. Nobody saw the abuse that took place. Even though I was going to church, nobody knew the abuse that was taking place. But you see, people didn't need to see it. People didn't need to know. And people to this day, in all reality, don't need to know. But I know that through my story, people can be set free. You see, people now see a woman who's an overcomer. They see the face value. They see a woman who has a husband who loves her. We've been married for 33 years. We have three amazing sons, almost three amazing daughter-in-laws and granddaughter. They see a woman who refuses to be labeled as a victim. They see a woman who refuses to allow what happened to her in the past to dictate what happens to her in the future. You see, it's okay. It's okay. I don't want to be known as a woman who was abused as a child. I want to be known as a woman who is secure in who she is, a woman who encourages others to rise above their past and step into their future. And that's what that's all about. You know, even as I'm writing this book, my editor says, I don't know about your title, you know, Balancing Life in Stilettos. I don't know what that really means. And it's just kind of a quirky little title, but I just realized, you know, all of us are balancing life. We're balancing marriage, children, family, work, church, you know, our identity, all of these things. And the thing that we need to understand is the central thing, the anchor that helps us to balance is the Word of God. And it is so valuable. It is so important for you to understand that. So why is it important to me that people know me as an overcomer, as a woman who refuses to be labeled as a victim, as a woman who wants to empower other women to rise above it? I'll tell you why. Because I am not the sum of my broken places. Those things that I've been through, they're not my identity. My identity is found in the incredible God who created me to live a life bigger than I could ever imagine for myself. And I want that for you today. I want you to have that same confidence, that same determination, that same goal in your life. And, you know, like I said, that's why I'm writing this book. And that's why I'm giving you an opportunity to pre-order this book, because I want this in your hands, because it's going to be a resource for you. It's going to be a resource. It's going to take you through my journey. It's going to give you the key scriptures that I read, the key scriptures that I memorized, the key scriptures that I held on to, even in the midst of a continued abuse. Because I think about when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were about to be thrown in the fiery furnace. And they said, you know, regardless of what happens, God, we're still going to worship you. We're still going to praise you. God didn't deliver them out of that situation. And you need to remember this. And I'm not telling you to stay in abuse. I'm just sharing with you my story. God doesn't always take you out of a situation in the way that you think he should do it. He didn't for me. But what I know is that in the midst of it, instead of taking me out of a fiery furnace, God stood right there in the furnace with me. God said, even if there's storms around you, I'm going to be with you in the storm. Even though there's chaos all around you, I'm going to be the peace in your life. And that is what part of what you're going to read in this book is those key things that have helped me to not hold on to the past, but move forward in my life. You, ladies, are not the sum of your past broken places. Those things that you've been through, they are not your identity. And before we leave this place, I want you to believe this. I don't just want you to believe this. I need you to believe this. You need you to believe this. So I want you to speak this over yourself. And they're going to put this up. Oh, they already did. You guys are so good. We're going to say this together, okay? I feel like after we've been seeing Marilyn speak, I feel like I should tell you to put your hand over your heart. But that's okay. You don't have to. But as we say this, I want you to say it out loud as a declaration over your life, and I want you to believe it, okay? If you are still working towards getting through past hurts, if you're still working through some things in your life, then let this be your defining moment. Let this be your declaration in the face of the devil that as of right now, things change. Okay? So let's say this all together. I am not the sum of my broken... Oh, sorry. Let's start this all over again. I blew it. Rewind if you guys are recording. Okay, ready? I'll do it right this time. Okay, here we go. I am not the sum of my past broken places, those things that I've been through, but not my identity. I wrote this, but I can't even read it. Let's do this again. Let's see if I can figure it out. You ready? I am not the sum of my past broken places. Those are things that I've been through. They are not my identity. All right? I want you to believe this. If you have phones, take your phone out and take a picture of it. Speak this over yourself every day. Every time the devil tries to rerun that in your mind, every time he tries to tell you that you're a victim, every time that he tries to tell you that you don't deserve any better, every time he tries to tell you that things will never get better, I want you to look in the face of the devil and say, I am not the sum of my past broken places. Those things that I've been through, they're not my identity. You know why they're not your identity? Because your identity is found in Jesus Christ. Amen? Your identity is what God says about you in his word. You need to get into his word. You need to find those scriptures. Find out what God says about you, where he says that you are his precious possession, where he says he thinks about you, he meditates over you, that before you even conceived, he already had thought about you, that he had planned out an incredible life for you. You need to learn what God says about you. Now, let me just share. I shared this scripture with you. This scripture is, if I could say there's any scripture, I have two scriptures that are key scriptures in my life right now. Ephesians 3:20, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think or even imagine, according to the power that works within you. The power that works within you is the Holy Spirit. The other one is one that I quoted to you a little earlier, Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. That the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. You know what that means? You see, I used to live in imagination. That means that you're like the princess in the castle. And God has a protective moat around you that nobody can get to. He's covering you with peace that nobody can get to. The devil can't penetrate it. Your abusers can't get in there. God is protecting you. He's surrounding you with a peace that nobody can infiltrate. Isn't that amazing? And then one last thing, Isaiah 43, verse 18. This is the English Standard Version. So if you don't have it in your Bible, I just love this translation. It says, remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Leave the past in the past. It's old stuff. It's old stuff. You know, it's like those, kind of like an old pair of pants that you just can't fit into anymore. But yet they're kind of comfortable, so you keep them. You know, because you've just had them for so long, you just can't get rid of them. But you know you need to get rid of them. Girlfriend, get rid of it. Get rid of your past, even though it's comfortable, even though you know how to deal with it. Get rid of it. Throw it away. It is not a part of your future. Amen? So I know we have to get back in for the next session, but I love you girls. I don't know if you filled out your, I have 10 more minutes. Okay, we have 10 more minutes. So here's what we want to do, because I don't want you to lose out on this book, because I'm not selling them again until it comes out. I'm just doing this because I love you. Fill out your pre-order form. Like I said, the book's only $10. We do have to charge for shipping because it's going to cost us to ship it to you. But fill it out. Jamie's going to be in the back. There's going to be a couple ladies in the back. If you fill it out right now at your seats with your credit card information, or if you write out a check right now and you can just kind of wrap it up and give it to Jamie real quick. If you have cash, she has cash for you. But I'm telling you, get it now. It's never going to be this price again. I just did it for my rock girls because I love you. All right? So I don't have anything else to say, Pastor Sue. That's it. Do you guys have any questions? I guess I'm going to answer questions. No? You guys are great. You girls just want to go to the bathroom and get back to the main sanctuary, don't you? I can tell. All right. I love you, ladies. God bless you. Thanks for coming. I can't believe you guys all came to my workshop. You guys are amazing. We love you.